Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of January 22nd, 2024. February is Black History Month, and while we do study and celebrate the diversity and contributions of Black, African, and African Americans during this time, these conversations and lessons are not limited to the month of February. They take place throughout the entire year. When our students' diversity is appreciated and visible, they all thrive from learning about one another. Black History Month celebrates the rich cultural heritage, triumphs, and adversities that help shape our country's history, present, and future. Black History Month is an annual celebration of life stories, achievements, and triumphs by Black, African, and African Americans, and a time for recognizing their central role in U.S. history. Moreover, it is a time to reflect over how the contributions of Black, African, and African American people impact our everyday lives in the present. It's never too early to begin celebrating and teaching your child about Black leaders. Even more importantly, to allow the stories of these leaders to inspire the leadership capacities within your child. Participate in the Black History events, celebrations, and learning opportunities that are scheduled in your community. Ask your child and the staff about the activities and commemorations taking place in their school. Watch videos, read books, and engage with people that represent Black, African, and African American heritage and culture. Also, please plan to attend our district-wide Black History Celebration on Thursday, February 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Liberty High School. Our keynote speaker will be Dr. Charlene Williams, the first Black woman in Oregon's history to be appointed to the role of Director of the Oregon Department of Education. Encourage your child to be curious about the contributions and accomplishments of Black people. Together, you can explore, discuss, and make connections. Celebrate Black history and cultural diversity all year long. Featured event is Spartans Helping Spartans. On Friday, January 12th, Hillsborough High School students Hannah Doe and Diego Botello Garcia prepared supplemental meals for some of their classmates before the snowy weekend. This student-driven initiative is just one of the many passion projects taken on by the Work Experience class at Hill High. With a generous donation from Pizza Schmitza, nearly 200 students were able to bring home some extra food for the holiday weekend. Way to go, Hannah and Diego. You embody Spartan family spirit and make us proud to be HSD. The Washington County Chamber's annual Crystal Apple Awards are a great way to recognize our outstanding educators. Nominations are accepted in the categories of licensed, classified, and administrator or supervisory technical, and are due by Friday, February 2nd. Pamplin Media is accepting nominations through Tuesday, February 14th for their Amazing Educator feature. Honorees will share their stories in a special section of the paper in March. Read about last year's winners and learn more on their website. Throughout January, middle and high school students will receive a lesson during one of their advisory classes about the dangers of the synthetic opioid fentanyl. Then, on Thursday, February 8th, HSD will host a substance use family night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Zoom. Students attending public schools in Oregon must have all required vaccinations or a medical or non-medical exemption to remain enrolled after February 21, 2024. Our school-based health center at Century High School is holding a series of vaccine events on Mondays to help ensure students have the vaccines they need in advance of this date. The next event takes place on Monday, January 22nd. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the superintendent and school board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, January 22nd, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. Our high schools are offering a series of financial aid nights to assist students and their families with ORSA and FAFSA applications, answer questions about college financial aid, and more. The next event takes place from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd at Liberty. Both Washington County Kids and the Hillsborough Farmers Markets are currently sponsoring poster contests with prizes available for students. Submission deadlines are January 31st and February 14th, respectively. Hillsborough Parks and Rec has introduced a new sensory-friendly swim program at Shute Park Aquatic and Recreation Center, with lower occupancy, dimmer lights, and less noise. Sessions on Saturdays and Sundays from 4:10 to 5 p.m. Registration is encouraged. Join Mayor Steve Calloway and the Hillsborough City Council for the annual State of the City Community Update at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th at the Hillsborough Civic Center and via live stream on the city's Facebook page. Interpretation in Spanish and American Sign Language will be available. Attention licensed staff, if you wish to request a voluntary transfer to another school or assignment within the district for the 2024-25 school year, you must complete the Google form that was emailed to you or available on the staff news page of our website by Friday, March 1st. To learn more about the transfer process, please plan to attend the Transfer 101 Q&A session on Thursday, January 25th from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Google Meet. That's all for the week of January 22nd, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.